This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. NATO allies France and Turkey stood at odds Wednesday as international tensions mounted over the worst clashes between Azerbaijan and ethnic Armenian forces since the mid-1990s. On this fourth day of fighting, Azerbaijan and the ethnic Armenian enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh accused each other of shelling along the line of contact that divides them. Dozens have been reported killed and hundreds wounded in fighting since Sunday that has spread far beyond the enclave's borders, threatening to spill over into all-out war between the former Soviet republics. European Union leaders will also discuss the conflict at a summit this week, a German government source said. The man heading Afghanistan's peace efforts said Iran did not attend the ceremony marking the opening of talks with the Taliban due to tensions with the United States. Despite that, Abdullah Abdullah, the chairman of the High Council for National Reconciliation, told VOA Iran supported the peace process, acknowledging Iran had, quote, legitimate concerns and legitimate interests, end quote, in Afghanistan as a neighbor that hosts millions of Afghan refugees. A senior Afghan official said Wednesday negotiators with the Afghan government and Taliban are nearing a compromise on a key sticking point that has stalled peace talks in Doha. Talks started in the capital of Qatar September 12th, but an optimistic beginning was marred by ongoing violence. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called Wednesday for an, quote, immediate infusion, end quote, of $15 billion to a global pool for the procurement and distribution of COVID-19 vaccines at a virtual summit hosted by the world body. The ACT Accelerator, led by the World Health Organization, has received around $3 billion of the $38 billion needed to meet the goal of producing and delivering $2 billion vaccines.